The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 443. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Now, there are Australian bushfires, oil spills, erratic temperature change, earthquakes, hurricanes, the list goes on and on. Life on our planet is in a delicate balance. And the Celts knew this. That's one of the reasons why trees were so important to Celtic culture. It doesn't matter if you don't believe all the scientific evidence that points to human-made climate change. What is important is stewardship of our planet. We need to take care of it for the obvious reasons, you know, the things you can see when you see pollution in the air or trash on the ground, which ultimately ends up killing birds and other animals. So in 2020, I want to draw attention to our hurting planet and how we can take care of it. That's why our latest shirt and sticker design includes the Celtic Tree of Life. I'll be honest, I don't have specifics as what we can do, but if you have suggestions, please email me. This show is a cooperative venture. So I would love your feedback. All right, we kicked off the show with Seldom Sober. That was Geese in the Bog, The Wandering Minstrel, and The Color Rain from their album 6 Months in Confession. Next up is Tree of Life by Wee Banjo 3 from String Theory.
Thank you.
lovely hair has more glamour, I declare, than all the tresses wear from Killeen to Aberfeldy, be they lint white, brown or gold, be they blacker than the sloe, they are worth much more to me than the melting flake of snow. Oh, her eyes are like the gleam of the sunlight of the stream, and the song Louis folk sing seems like song she sings at milking. But my heart is full of woe, for last night she bade me go, and the tears begin to flow while I sing holy.
Thank you. Thank you. never so still as when rain's falling down. The silence and darkness, they steal old souls' crown. After
We Banjo 3 came yours truly, Mark Gunn, with Lotte Boat Song from my album Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. Then came The Gatehouse Well with Tree Gap Set from Bring You Ashore. And finally, Macassan and MacDonald with Mark the Hard Earth from Harbor. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Heidi Murphy emailed a photo. I'm listening to this while editing my book, Lovely Celtic Christmas Music. I noticed the other day you had Round the House on. They're so cool. I've jammed with them before. I play tin whistle and bull run, and they're delightful. I recently went to the World Highland Games in Tucson, Arizona. It was so lovely to watch them toss the caber and hammer. They broke a record in something I don't know the name of. It's a 2-stone bale of hay trussed up in canvas they toss with a pitchfork. I'd love to know what that's called. I was off listening to music and eating haggis and a scone when they announced the name. Here's a pic of me hiking home from Muckross Abbey after a long day of exploring in the rain. Sláinte. Thank you, Heidi. I can't quite picture what that game was. So if anyone has any suggestions, drop me a line. I'd love to get your feedback. Marshall Blosser emailed, "Hey, Kilt Father, in search of Newfoundland Celtic artists. It dawned on me that you had a 2-hour special on Canadian Celtic music back in 2016, episode 254, specifically from April 7th, 2016. That episode gave me several artists to look up. For me, specifically, the Rolling Kings and the Innes Sisters, as well as a few others from neighboring provinces. My own online research found several other artists, although I am not sure how many are still active. Listing the ones I can find either on Amazon or CD Baby first. The Irish Descendants, Celtic Connection, Shanniganook, the Flummies, and Great Big Sea. I know Great Big Sea isn't an active group anymore, but its members, specifically Alan Doyle, Sean McCann, and Murray Foster, have continued to record music. There is one band I want to get some recordings of, but I can't find any information on, and that is Greeley's Reel. They've been playing the local St. John's pub for 10 years. As I visit the pubs, I will make sure to try and connect any Irish Celtic artist I find to your submission page. I am also kicking around the idea of starting a podcast of local artists for Newfoundland to help them get some exposure. Any advice on how you started would be awesome. Looking forward to sending you many new artists." Thank you so much, Marshall. First off, for the great list of artists, there's a whole bunch of Celtic Canadian artists that I do know and I don't know. Now when I get my submission form, I ask people to say where exactly they're from and other information so I can help better understand what this band or that band is all about. And I'm not familiar with Greeley's Reel at all. Now, as far as starting a podcast, I would be awesome. I would love it if you put together a podcast of Newfoundland or Celtic Newfoundland or whatever you want. Artists, podcasting is a brilliant means of helping artists. And it's pretty unique too. So I highly recommend it. I do have a whole bunch of notes and I will see about sending those to you on how I create my podcast. I think actually starting a podcast.org, I put a URL specifically for that purpose. There are a bunch of legal issues that you will run into. So, again, drop me a line and let's chat a little bit more. Tim Summer in Middleton, Idaho emailed, "Hi, Mark. I love your podcast and wanted to support it and was signing up for the $5 per month contribution. I just briefly saw the window to select that when, what do you know, I was signed up for the $5 per episode. Couldn't figure out how to change that number, so I'm asking for your help to change it. Yes, I do think you are worth $5 per episode, but if my wife starts seeing the monthly amount for that instead of the $5 per month, she'll be using her serious face and posture and asking me what I thought I was doing. It could impact my entire Irish and Scottish music habit. It's like knowing how many beers you can drink at the session before you are in serious trouble. Thank you, Tim. Yes, when you go over to Patreon, I can't explain or I can't change it for you, first off. And I can't, don't exactly remember how to change it per se. But I do know when you sign up, you can select, there's a little bit of a checkbox that you can put right underneath the $5 per month or however much you're pledging. And that says limit how many episodes. And you click that and you can say 1, 2, 3, or 4 episodes. That's the most that I'm doing each month. And that will limit how many episodes you get each month. So what you do is you click how much you want to pledge, and then you can choose what you want to pay. I think they made it a little bit easier than it was. And then it says, I'd like to support every creation, or I'd like to set a monthly limit. And you click the set a monthly limit and how many times per month. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a lot easier, I think, than it used to be. I hope that helps. If you have any further questions, you can contact me, but you might be better off contacting Patreon if you didn't figure this out. Also, I should point out, if you're not already, one of the weird, quirky things about Patreon is that the less you pledge, the less that actually comes to me. So, for instance, if you pledge $1 per month, then that means I'm getting about 60 cents on the dollar. And that's because there are all sorts of fees that go with it. If you pledge $2, however, I'm getting about $1.60 or $1.50. I don't remember exactly the amount, but it's more. And then, of course, that's one of the reasons why I set up the $5 level as the ultimate level. And now if you pledge $5 per episode, that's brilliant. But worst case, you can pledge $5 per month and you get a special podcast bonus, which is the Songhenger podcast, where I share a little bit about artists in each and every show. It's a very short podcast. So go check it out if you're interested in changing your Patreon level and supporting the podcast a little bit more. Great. Whatever you want to pledge, I am super grateful. Every little bit helps to keep this show going each and every month. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Crepuscule with Lilting Music and Tree Set from Shades of Music.
fires light on solstice night. I watch the wild hunt go with silver bells and savage yells, my frozen heart laid low. I watch them ride to the mortal side, but I never tried to leave. I've been so fond of fairyland, forever there to grieve. The hunting horn and the sun reborn called them from human ground. Fairy Queen caused quite a scene with the artifact she found. A little wooden fiddle that she stole from mortal man. She played with glee so perfectly as only fairies can. Song before too long made my whole body shake, for deep inside, no more to hide, my soul was now awake. The fairy chain that bound my pain was shattered by her tune. My frozen heart would break apart, I had to get out soon. Be it carved from out the finest wood and strung with silver string, only mortal trust or fairy dust can make a fiddle sing. And suddenly, Her Majesty gazed at me cold and hard. I'd like to know where you would go, my humble, hapless bard. The world out there is cruel to bear, but if you need to be free, prove that you can, my mortal man, play better than the sheep. Challenge played, our bets were laid, she beckoned on to me. I took a little fiddle and I held it tenderly, remembering the painful thing from which I'd run away. I made a choice with this new voice to face it here today.
Thank you.
heart's refrain cured my pain, and the queen said unto me, your inner fear has held you here, and now my lad, you're free. This fiddling pride I'll lay aside, it's brought me little joy. I lost one world to a red-haired girl, and now to you, my boy. Be it carved from out the finest wood and strung with silver string, only mortal trust of fairy dust can make a fiddle sing. It's carved from out the finest wood and strung with silver string, but only mortal trust of fairy dust can make my fiddle sing.
winter's hall is mantled in the carded fleece of winter. Guinevere sits, veiled in her own thoughts. Arthur laughs, but beneath the crown his hair is turning gray. And by the fire Merlin spends his days. The portal opens, and a maid as fair as apple blossoms enters in, as all rise to their feet. These many knights stand in vain attempts to win her first attention. And by the fire Merlin sits and waits. Hawthorn tree, your body burns away the winter's cold. Stand by me and shade me from the sun. My eyes are old, but still can see. Threading through as though they were the golden fields of summer, maiden and sage meet within the light. I've come for your power, and my name is Vivien. And by the fire Merlin knows his fate. For from that day no moment passed when they were not together. And she grew in strength as waning his grew dim. Arthur's court wondered if love or enchantment held them bound. This strange desire of Merlin and the maid. Hawthorn tree, your body burns away the winter's cold. Stand by me and shade me from the sun. My eyes are old but still can see. And then they laugh as autumn's leaves upon the moving water, and Camelot failed to solve the mystery. So seasons passed, but then a woodsman came from distant Lyonnais, who knew the fate of Merlin and the maid. For he had seen a maiden fairer still than apple blossom, and an elderly man walking hand in hand. They embraced, but when they parted, there was only Vivien. And one more tree was standing in the glade, a hawthorn tree whose body burned away the winter's cold. Stand by me, shade me from the sun. My eyes are old, but still can see. My eyes are old, but still can see.
After Crepuscule came He of the She by Alexander James Adams from Balance of Nature, then No Land's Man by An Lahr from Deception, then Heather Dale with Hawthorne Tree from Avalon, and finally The Umbrella Reel, 2 Days to Go, and Down the Broom by Kennedy's Kitchen from their album The Whiskey of Truth. Celtic Podcast News. This is not the only Celtic podcast out there. I'm sure you already know that, but you may not know what other Celtic podcasts there are online. That's the reason I share new episodes of other Celtic podcasts every week in the Celtic Music Magazine. This is one of the benefits of subscribing and reading it. You learn about other great shows and episodes each week. That's one of the big things that I post. So what shows? Well, let me share a few. Erin's Isle is published by Aaron Breen, an Emmy award-winning journalist, columnist, and writer for television, radio, and print, who has put 25 years of experience to work honing a true talent for storytelling. Her podcast is internationally known and has become a big part of the in-flight entertainment on Aer Lingus flights to and from Ireland. She explores the out-of-the-way adventures you could easily miss if you weren't one step ahead. That's Erin's Isle. Go check out that podcast. It's a really, really good show. Then there's Irish Music Stories, which is published by Shannon Heaton. She plays Irish flute and sings, and she loves Irish music and dance and related Celtic traditions. And this show is her way of sharing the rich inspiration that the global trad community has given her with the stories behind the music. And after a long hiatus, Celtic Roots Radio is back. Raymond McCullough in Downpatrick County, Down, Northern Ireland, whets your appetite with Celtic folk, folk rock, Appalachian, Breton, bluegrass, Scottish, Irish, Cajun, Cape Breton, singer-songwriter. If it's Celtic roots or acoustic music you want, you'll find it there. Plus, a wee drop a Norn Iron crack. The show is once again publishing new episodes, so you can find links to all of these podcasts and more at magenetwork.com. That's where I publish links to all of my shows and post links to other Celtic podcasts to share with you in the Celtic Music Magazine. In fact, I go over there and I go down the list to see if there's anything new from each show, and then I write that up when I'm publishing the Celtic Music Magazine. And as I said, my shows are there too. We still have space in the 2020 Celtic invasion of Italy. It's going to be incredible. So if you want to join me on a magical Celtic invasion and get a first chance shot to go to me with Scotland in 2021, sign up to the CelticInvasion.com website. And you'll also find visual and auditory adventures through podcasts and videos. It's a great place to check out stuff. And thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out every week. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each and every month over on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. Plus, you'll get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. I want to thank our newest patrons of the podcast, Samantha M., Christine M., and Robin. You can become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast, or to head on over to songhenge.com. Next up is Occam's Razor. They have a brand new EP. It's called Songs from Potter's Field. This is Lark in the Morning.
She rises off her nest, goes off in the air with the dew on her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings, goes home in the evening with the dew on her wings. Roger is the plowboy, and he's a dashing blade, goes whistling and singing over yonder leafy glade. He met with dark-eyed Susan, she's handsome, I declare. She's far more enticing than the birds all in the air. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest, goes off in the air with the dew all on her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings, goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. To town. grass had been cut down. As I should chance to tumble all in the new mown hay, it's kiss me now and never love the bonny lass would say. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest, goes off in the air with the dew all on her breast. And like a jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings, goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. She thickened around the waist. It was the handsome cowboy, the maiden she did say, for he caused me all to tumble all in the new one hay. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest, goes off in the air with the dew all on her breast. And like a jolly cowboy, she whistles and she sings, goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings.
And she sings, goes home in the evening with the When Lady Tree breaks out to sing in whispering tones, hushed low and sweet, its fledgling folds its trembling wing again. For cradle deep within the boughs, nestle safe, secure at rest, birds have made their loving home their nest. The stormy winds spat the sky at night, and thunder rends the earth. Their nest is warm and safe, despite the rain that belts for all its worth. Her lullaby goes on till the dawn. Subsides to nothingness, a feast for all the green throughout the land. The life stretch flight, and on she goes as evening comes to end her work, returning with the dew along her breast.
After Occam's Razor was Ballinlock with the Intervention Set from Rise Up, then came Battle Legs with Greenland Whale Fisheries from Save the Humans, then came Mother Tree by Rebels and Sinners from Days Just Begun. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share it with a friend or two dozen. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to help build our community and the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you enjoy the music and find something you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on Spotify, become patrons of theirs on Patreon, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, you will get a few bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s just for free, just for signing up. And I should let you know that I am doing an internet show on YouTube tonight if you're available. I'm doing that every month, so you can check out my website, markgunn.com, for details. All right, we're going to finish up the show. This is Onde from their album Maelstrom. The track is called After the Storm. Thank you so much for listening. Sláinte.
Lightning takes shape in the night, they draw lines in the hollow of your hand. Lightning takes shape in the night, your soul is in a far away land. The storm goes by, the storm goes by, the storm goes by. Wake, storm goes by, the storm goes by, and my heart is full of loneliness. Lightning takes shape in the night, they draw lines in the hollow of your hand. Lightning takes shape in the night. Your soul is in a far away land. The storm goes by, the storm goes by, the storm goes by and leaves you in its wake. Storm goes by, the storm goes by, and my heart is full of love. Goes by, the storm goes by, the storm goes by and leaves you in its wake. Storm goes by, the storm goes by, and my heart is full of loneliness. La la la.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.